This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hi everyone, Bruchim Abayim. We're going to have a short Eon share, a Masechta Yevamah, Staf Tzadi, Amad Beis. The Gemara is trying to prove that the Chachamim have Koyach, Lakar, Dover, Min HaTorah, and the Gemara brings a proof on Daf Tzadi, Amad Beis from the Pasuk, Elov Tishma'un, that if a Navi tells you to violate one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, for example, Eliyahu and Har Carmel, everything is Lefi Shah, you listen to him. So we see that if Eliyahu or a Navi says you could be Makriv, Karbonos, Bechutz, even at a time of an Isser Bama, you listen to him. So we see Yesh Kayach Lechachamim Lakar Davar Min HaTorah. And the Gemara pushed it off by saying, Shani Hasam Bechsev Elov Tishma'un. That maybe it's a special Gzeres HaKosov that you could listen to a Navi. So the Gemara says, learn out from there. And the Gemara says, Migder Milsa Shani. It's different if you're making a Geder. That when the Chachamim are worried about something that people are doing wrong, like in time of Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, that the people were worshipping idols, then a Navi could be Oiker Davar Min HaTorah Vikum Va'aseh. Now, Rashi learns, Migdar Milsa, La'asa is Geder V'Takana, to make a fence or a correction, ki hasam, shehishivan al yedei kain me'avdas kechavim, that they cause them to turn away from idolatry. Now that certainly implies that under those circumstances where there is an issue of people doing something wrong, then the chachomim can be oikar davar min ha-Torah even on a permanent basis. Yesh kayach lechachomim lakar davar min ha-Torah. Permanently. That's what it seems from Shitas Rashi. Rashi indicates that you could do something, you could make a takana l'dorais for all generations. The Ritva seems to say as well, the Ritva says on the words v'nigmar minei, and the Gemara says v'migdar mil sashani, he quotes Rashi, they did this to make a gather of a takana for all of Klal Yisrael, by keeping them away from Avodah Zarah, and the Ritva learns that this is something that the Chachamim have the power to do, L'doyrais. But then the Ritva quotes Rishaynim, that say that the Chachamim can only do this as a special dispensation, a one-time measure, Avodah L'doyrais Loi. And the Ritva says, V'chein hilchasa, sheva al tase, bezin kubi oiker, as a one-time basis. Av la'akar, loisasi ledoirois, they don't have rishos. So the Ritva brings a shita that this is not something that can be done on a permanent basis. The Ran, Masechta Nedarim, says, that on Daf Tzadi Amir Beis, Ran says, Yishmi Shatiritz, the Afagav de Medina Asira, Sharila Rabbanon, the Rabbanon allowed, Umavatli Milsa Dairais, and the Mavatel Sang Dairais, and Misha Migdar Milsa, Bekumva Asay, the Geder Gadol Gajuba, they made a great Geder, Shaloi Titain Enea, Be'echel Hafkiats, Mide Bala, Farshus Piyadam Asas Kin, Kinarminon, Biavamas Migdar Milsa Shani. So the Ran also learns that Bekumva Asay, it is permitted for the Chachamim to be Oikadar Min HaTorah if it's L'migdar Milsa, as a permanent measure. That seems to be the Shita of the Rashi and the Shita of the Ran as well. The Rambam, on the other hand, says that Bezdin can only be Oikadar Min HaTorah L'migdar Milsa L'fisha. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Tes, Halacha Dalad v'yesh lebezdin lakar aftvar me'elu lefisha afal pishu katan min rishonim shelo yiyu gzeres elu chamru midivrei Torah atzma shafilu divrei Torah yesh lecha bezdin lakroi hayra asha. So the Rambam learns that a later bezdin could be oiker the words of an earlier bezdin lefisha, just like they could be oiker davar min haTorah lefisha. The Rambam seems to learn it's lefisha. Now, interestingly, the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, gives a rationale for this halacha. And the Rambam says, V'chein imro l'fi shalvat mitzvasei oy lavra mitzvasei sasei kidei l'hachse rabim l'das oy l'hatsa rabim yisom l'ikasu v'dvar machirem oysim l'fi mashat tzricha asha. The Rambam learns that they're allowed to do it temporarily. Why? The Rambam provides the following rationale. K'shem sheharoyfei choysech yadoi, just like a doctor could amputate someone's arm or raglai or foot, kidei sheyichya, so the person will live entirely. Kach bezdin moirim bizman min azmanim lavra al ktsas mitzvah slufisha. So to bezdin can uproot a mitzvah temporarily, kidei sheyiskaimu kulam, so that all the mitzvahs should be observed. Kederach shamar chacham harishon, like the early sages said it, chalel olav shabbos achas, kidei sheyishmeru shabbosos harbei. So here we have that the Rambam is giving a rationale for this halacha, and that namely the rationale is the same way a doctor could amputate a limb of a patient in order to save the whole body, the chachamim could, so to speak, amputate one mitzvah for the preservation of all the mitzvahs HaTorah. So interestingly, in the Sefer Ali Be'er, he says that this rationale of the Rambam is l'shitase, as opposed to the other Rishayim. The other Rishayim learn that it's a Torah law that the Chachamim leMigdar Milsa are able to be oikar davar minat Torah bekum va'aseh. So if that's a din Torah, that would be the Shita of the Rajba and the Ran, that leMigdar Milsa bezin could be oikar davar minat Torah. So if that's the case, they could do so even leDoyrois, because it's a Koyach HaTorah, it's a din Torah. But according to the Rambam, it's not really the din Torah. It's just that it's worthwhile to violate the Torah in order to amputate one mitzvah to preserve the whole Torah. It's like dechuya. So if it's only dechuya, if it's an amputation, so then it's not a Torah law. It's just worthwhile under the circumstances. That is why the Rambam, l'shitase, holds it could only be done l'fisha, but it cannot be done l'doyres. If it's a Torah law, if it's a inherent kayach of the Chachamim, then it's not a violation of the Torah. The Torah itself commands you to go to the Shoifet and to uphold the Torah, so then you could be done l'doyreis. But according to the Rambam, it's not a Torah law. It's, so to speak, an amputation. It's for self-preservation, so it could only be done under the circumstances l'fisha. So the Rambam's rationale is the Rambam l'shitase, that the uprooting of the din Torah can only be done l'fisha. Okay? That will be our point on Daf Tzadi. Wishing everyone a wonderful night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.